Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 from the summer home of the Minnesota Vikings, Mankato, and 2017 Verizon Vikings Training Camp. Thank you for submitting all of your questions. We picked out six of them, so let's get to work. The first one comes from Savannah. Haven't heard much of Adam Thielen lately in training camp. How is he doing? Well, Adam, obviously very comfortable here in Mankato. This is actually his 10th training camp on this campus, because this is, of course, where he went to school. I think Adam has looked great. Of course, he's running with the ones. He's one of our top two receivers from last year who is returning. The Thielen-Diggs combo is a good combo and very underrated in the NFL. Add in Rudy, add in Laquon Treadwell, Jarius Wright, Michael Floyd. I really like the look and feel of this pass-catching group. Plus, we had Adam Thielen with a helmet cam and a wire earlier in training camp. That will be posted to the website soon. And the next question comes from Curtis in Pennsylvania. Do you think our running attack will do better coming out of the gate? Yeah, the Vikings were slow to go running the football last year. Of course, the injury to Adrian Peterson did not help matters, but the Vikings did a lot to improve the running game during the offseason. They retained some key veterans. They drafted Pat Elflein and Danny Isadore, and of course, they signed Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers. Throw Dalvin Cook into the mix, get Latavius Murray healthy, use Jerick McKinnon here and there, and I think the Vikings have a great chance to start fast in the running game, and they will definitely be a better rushing football team this season than last season. The next question comes from Troy. Who is in the lead for the third linebacker spot beside Kendricks and Barr? Well, the Vikings took a look at a rookie, Ben Gedeon, at outside linebacker in the base defense. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer discussed that earlier in the week. You can use the website to go back and read his press conference transcripts or watch them. He had some good things to say about Gedeon. Some other guys are in the mix, though. Emmanuel Lemur, for one, is a guy who will be in the mix this preseason to win that starting job at outside linebacker. Edmund Robinson, Elijah Lee also competing. I think this job is wide open, but Gedeon right now is catching some people's eye. The next question comes from Justin in North Dakota. Are there any undrafted rookies who are standing out during camp? Definitely some undrafted rookies standing out on offensive line and on the defensive line. One is Tashawn Bauer, a young, unpolished but athletic defensive end from LSU. Sound like anyone familiar? Seems like we were saying the same things about Danielle Hunter 2 years ago. Now, I'm not going to make that comparison quite yet, but Tashawn Bauer has made some plays during camp. The next question comes from Brad in Illinois. Do you expect some more of the Wildcat from Pat Shurmur in the offense this season, or have we seen the last of it? Well, I don't think Pat Shurmur is going to rule anything out quite yet. It's not going to be a base principle in our offense, but maybe Shurmur will mix it in. Last question comes from Jamie in Iowa. Where has our Rhino been lately? We couldn't open the app last year without hearing from him, and now he's gone silent. Did Coach Zimmer ground him? No, you're talking about Alex Boone. He's the Rhino. No, he's here, and he's making lots of noise. He's having a good camp, and he's a guy who's returning from last year's offensive line, trying to make that group better. Glad he's on the team. Tons of Boone-related content on the website, so make sure you scroll through the media vault. You can find all of that. And you can find coverage of a big event down here at training camp every year. It's the night practice. That's this Saturday night. We're going to be there covering it from end to end. Highlights, interviews, articles, photos, and more coming to you from us after Saturday night's practice. We're looking forward to that very much. And we're looking forward to another edition of the Pick 6. So please send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and you could be included in next week's Pick 6, the final one from Mankato. See you then.